rattlers aren't too common mm-hmm. in this area. Mm-hmm. Then you have your chicken or rat snake. Mm-hmm. And your other non-poisonous, your racers or black snakes.
Okay. Is that it? And things pearls grow in?
Oysters.
And then a little pink fantail thing?
Pink.
It's often eaten fried or?
Clam? Or no, scallop?
More common than that, I think.
Oh, okay.
You don't need a tail.
Shrimp.
Yeah. All right. And if you had two of those, you'd say you had two?
Shrimp.
Okay. Then the thing that croaks in the marsh, the big thing.
Croaks in the marsh. A frog?
Mm-hmm. A great big one.
A bullfrog? Mm-hmm.
How about little tiny ones that live in the trees?
Tree frog.
And how about the ones that hop around in the garden and give you warts?
A toad.
Mm-hmm. And things you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms.
You have different kinds?
No.
All right. Then what is the thing, hard shell, that pulls in its legs and its head?
Oh, turtle.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for one that lives on land?
Yeah, like a box turtle, which is common around here.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the sea, there's a terrapin or snapping turtle.
Those are sea turtles?
Yes. Okay. Well, the small ones that live in the salt marsh. Mm-hmm. Then there's a huge sea turtles.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear cooter or gopher to mean turtle?
No.
Okay. What is a freshwater thing that if you, it's a little like a lobster, if you turn over a rock, it might swim away backwards?
I don't know. It's crawdad's saltwater, isn't it? Or is it freshwater?
Well, I think it's freshwater. I'm not personally acquainted with them. I'm only going by the questions. Okay, how about the insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it?
A moth.
And if you had two, you'd have?
Two moths.
Mm-hmm. And the one that has a light in its tail?
Lightning bug, yeah. June bug.
Is it the same?
I call it the same.
Okay. Why do you, is it because you see them in June? Is that why?
I don't know. They just, no distinction's ever been made for me, so I just assume it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you know a name for a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings? It hovers around water.
A mosquito?
No, or they say it eats mosquitoes.
Oh, mosquito hawk.
Yes.
Dragonfly.
Same thing? Okay. Ever hear it called a snake doctor?
No.
Okay. Good. Let's see. Stinging insects?
Mosquito, bees.
What are things that are nastier than bees?
Wasp.
And two would be?
Two wasps.
Mm-hmm. And on the same order, one builds a great big nest that looks like paper. I think they're black, I'm not sure. Something got me the other night.
I don't know.
Starts with an H. H-O-R. N-E-T.
Oh, hornet.
Do you know hornet?
Yeah, but they're just not as common as others.
And then there's a kind that builds nests in the ground.
Nests in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it would be.
You know what the Georgia Tech football team's mascot is?
Oh, a yellow fly? A yellow jacket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know a kind that makes nests out of mud and is, some say it doesn't sting?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Then the little tiny insects that might get under your skin and raise welts if you walk in the woods?
Red bugs.
Yeah. And then insects, some green or brown, and they hop along in the grass. Couldn't miss that if you tried.
Grasshopper.
There you go. Did you ever hear it called hopper grass?
No.
All right. A small fish used for bait?
A minnow.
Okay. If the room hadn't been cleaned, you might find stretched across the corner?
A cobweb.
Would you call it anything different if it were outside on a bush?
Spider web.
If it had a spider in it, would it be anything different?
No.
Okay. That's an inside-outside distinction then.